It is the Friday Show. It's Neil Atkinson with Mo Stewart and Tezza Simacool. Well, we were going to be joined by Jim Johnson, but unfortunately he is under the weather. He roused himself from his sickbed in order to do an insert with me, so that is to come. I've also spoken to Rich Hobbs about Wolverhampton Wanderers and Jack Collins about Fulham. So very pleased to have them all on board, but especially pleased to have Tezza and Mo here to talk through what is quite a nicely broken up little three games. 3 days of games, sorry. It starts off with, I'm going to say, the most six-pointers that have ever existed, Mo, on your Tuesday night there. It is absolutely striking, and I am including West Ham until either A, they've won five games, or B, they sack him. They're the Thames. West Ham are in this relegation dogfight, as they say, until they either win five games or they sack him. But let's be fair, this is one of their winnable ones.
Yeah, this is one of the games that they should absolutely be circling. And obviously, it's come off the back of a surprising win at Newcastle. And again, I say surprising, not because... Well, Newcastle are a bit up and down, as we literally just mentioned on the last show. But it was one where you didn't really think West Ham had a game plan to go there. And Newcastle still kind of had quite a few shots. But West Ham were able to have the ones that mattered. And again, you look at it and you think, you look at that squad and you think, well, okay, well, he's a good player. Well, he's in kind of decent form. Well, you can almost like amalgamate a team and say, well, this team should be performing better than it is. And obviously, Leicester... What's happening at Leicester right now is fascinating, because you would never have pegged Leicester as being one of those teams where the players kind of rule the roost. But when you think about it, the guy who got them promoted, Maresca, has left. He was only really there for 1 year. Jamie Vardy's been there since longer than everybody. So you can really kind of see... Oh, well, and then you look at some of the other senior players. You've got Wilfred Ndidi in there. I mean, Connor Cody's relatively new, but he's still of that ilk. So you can actually start to see a world where, okay, well, the players are the ones who are kind of moving the needle here. But then you've got Nistelrooy who comes in. Apparently, he wasn't the first choice, according to Gary Lineker, who let that one slip on Match of the Day. He was apparently his second or third choice. So it's a very interesting dynamic to how they react to him. And then you throw all the Christmas party business in there as well. They're on a little bit of a back foot. So they might come out swinging, or it might be one where it's still a little bit fractious and West Ham can absolutely take advantage.